Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tier Tuesday here on WEEI. Jones and Keefe. We're brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Keefe, we're happy to finally get to this one. We've been thinking about it for a while.
That's right.
But it's time to tier off some breakfast cereals.
That's right, breakfast cereals. I love a big old bowl of cereal. And so we're going to have five tiers as of right now. We can add or subtract as we go. But like we've done with previous food-related ones, ice creams, Halloween candies, Thanksgiving foods. Let's go top tier goat.
The goat!
Easy enough.
Makes sense.
Tier below that, give me that.
Give me that.
Yeah, give me that. Yeah, okay. Give me that. Not as good as a goat, but you still want to give me that.
Yeah.
Third tier, Frisky. These are the Frisky cereals.
I like a Frisky
cereal. I have a few in mind already that I think are pretty frisky. Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Tier below that, it's all right.
But yeah, it's all right.
You see it in the cabinet, you'd be like, I'll have that. I don't really want that.
Yeah, if there's two boxes of cereal, it might not be the one I'm choosing, but I'm not going to not eat it.
But it's all right.
It's all right.
And then the bottom tier, trash.
I think it's trash.
Throw this right in the trash.
That's one I would not eat.
Just dump it right in the trash.
That's one where I go, hey, Lucas, you want some cereal?
Yeah, and he's like, what? Put that in the trash.
All right.
All right, so, all right, you know what? Because a lot of times you can get, like, the old mix. Remember you could get, like, the variety pack?
Oh, those are nice.
The problem with the variety pack is you get, like, eight different cereals, and there'd be, like, one of each tier. You'd be like, this I don't want at all.
No, they did a good.
Like, the small boxes?
Yes.
Yeah, the small
boxes. They did it. They did a good job tiering those out.
The Kelsey brothers did a mix, their own, like, remix of cereal.
Oh, yeah, that was dumb.
It's all three delicious cereals, but just don't feel like they would mix well.
Put them all in together?
That was a great idea.
Yeah, the Kelsey mix is three different cereals in one box. But
this is my favorite. This is my favorite. Put them together. You're like, okay.
Wait, so it was
dumb.
It was Travis, Jason, and Donna? They all picked a cereal?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much.
So the mix, the Kelsey mix is Reese's Puffs, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
And then
Crunch,
Donna picked Grape Nuts.
And Lucky Charms.
Okay. Oh. Actually, that,
all three really good cereals.
Yeah. Sure.
Together, I do not know.
Right, I don't get it.
Got to try it.
All right, so we have a bunch of them here. I'm sure we're going to miss somebody's favorite, but let's get to it, Bill. What do we got?
First up is Apple Jacks.
It's all right. Frisky?
Frisky for Apple Jacks.
Yeah.
Frisky on Apple Jacks?
Look, I can meet you, and it's all right.
I think it's all right.
We're starting right out of the chute. It was a tough one to start with, I feel like.
I think it might be alphabetical order.
It's all right.
Apple Jacks?
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Very sweet.
I feel like that would always be in the variety pack, and it'd be like one of the last ones eaten, at least in my house.
But I would eat it, so it's all right. It's probably the right tier.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Booberry.
Frisky. What is that?
Dude, Booberry?
What's Booberry?
Well, it's berry and marshmallow.
Wrong with you?
It's Booberry. They have like the Halloween-related one. We're going to get to others on the list. You don't know Booberry?
No, it has marshmallow? Gross. I put it in the trash.
No, sir. No,
okay, that's what I'd put it. Where'd you put it?
Oh, I think it's Frisky.
All right.
First of all, it's got like a theme to it, right? They only have Booberry around Halloween.
It's seasonal.
It's seasonal. Thank you. It's seasonal,
Booberry.
Which would make it Frisky in and of itself.
Uh-huh.
Billy, you got like Booberry?
I do.
Nick?
It's like Blueberry Lucky Charms. They're good.
Blueberry Lucky Charms. Booberry. It's a little ghost on there.
Never seen these in my life.
Good ad campaign.
Have you ever gone to a grocery store in the month of September or October?
I guess not. So Booberry, where are we putting it?
I think
it?
It's trash. Frisky. You think it's trash.
Billy?
So what, we got right in the middle, right?
So it's all right.
It's all right then?
You know what, it's all right.
All right. Good.
But yeah, it's all right.
Sounds high.
Fine.
Cap'n Crunch.
Captain Crunch, I think, is polarizing. I personally don't like it. There's all the jokes about how it just ruins the roof of your mouth, which I agree with.
I also don't like
it. Oh, I would put it in the trash.
I told Kat we were doing cereals today. She's like, I hope Captain Crunch is high. Let's throw it in the trash.
Trash!
Captain Crunch stinks.
Oh, wow, that's going to be
trash.
People are going to like that.
Oh, they're not going to like that.
Oh, boy, I'm sleeping on the couch tonight, let me tell you.
But let's separate it. We're talking about the actual cereal. We're not talking about the mascot. The Captain's great.
Oh, the Captain!
The man.
You and the Captain make it happen.
Sure you do.
We're not talking Crunch Berries.
No, we're not.
Hang on, which Captain am I talking about now?
Oh, actually, okay, let's put Crunch Berries in there. Where do you want to put Crunch Berries?
Crunch Berries?
Yeah, it's the same thing, but with berries. Not real berries. Fake sugary berries.
Like a Fruity Pebble?
But it's the same texture, and it's the same just like razor blades that you're eating. So I would put it in trash.
Trash,
also.
Trash?
Yeah. Trash, trash.
Double
I think
trash.
It's trash.
People are, oh, man. People are going to be mad.
Cheerios.
I'm a gimme dad on Cheerios. I like Cheerios.
No, this is regular Cheerios. Yeah. This isn't Honey Nut Cheerios. Yeah.
I prefer regular Cheerios
These
to Honey
bland.
Nut Cheerios. Yeah.
This is like you took cardboard and you made them into little O's and you threw them into
I already answered. Gimme. Where are you throwing them?
Trash.
Trash for regular Cheerios?
Regular Cheerios?
That's crazy.
Give Can I that. Put in like a... Like,
Billy?
Gimme that.
Gimme that.
Oh my God.
I'm allowed to add a little bit of sugar to it, right?
No, that's Honey Nut Cheerios.
No, I didn't add honey.
No, that's honey.
Okay, but there's sugar in honey.
Yeah, okay, right. There's sugar
in sugar in honey.
Sugar in tons of things.
Yeah, but this is just, you get a bowl, you get this cereal
Keith,
and
you,
milk.
Keith, you've been outvoted. Cheerios are gimme that. That's where they belong. Yes, thank you.
That's nuts.
Gimme that.
That is
I didn't even feel right playing the drop.
I don't. Good Lord.
Well, guess what?
You guys want a bowl of Cheerios.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. My God.
I'd probably have two.
Nice yellow box.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah. Big old box.
Yuck, he said. Where's the yuck tier?
It's got to be your own tears.
All right.
What's next?
Toast Crunch.
That's goat.
Goat.
Please, don't even debate it.
It's the goat of goats.
It's the. I agree.
I love a cinnamon toast crunch.
If we're ranking within a tier, which I know we don't do.
No, we don't do that.
It is the goat of goats.
It's so good.
Nothing better.
Oh, my God.
Still to this day, when we go pick out cereal at the grocery store and Lucas gets Cinnamon Toast Crunch, yep. I'm like, well, I'm having some of that.
I think.
I don't know how much, but some.
Oh, and like, yeah, like a big enough bowl. I think I can eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch two bowls out of a big bag.
Sick brag, bro.
Right?
Yeah, that's not even impressive.
You don't think that's anything impressive?
That's impressive. Two bowls?
Well, it's just very sugary.
I just think that's very good. I said I have two bowls of
sugar. Like per sitting?
No. I'm saying like
mixing bowl.
I'm saying like a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, it's over. You only have two servings is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not that like I have two bowls of it. I'm saying it's literally two servings. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Gotcha. Oh, no, that's more impressive.
Thank you.
Sorry, yes. Thank okay, you. I get that. Yeah,
I wasn't very clear.
All right.
Cocoa Krispies.
All right, so this is the chocolate version of the Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
Because they're cocoa, would it make them frisky? Or would you say it's all right? You're making a face.
I'm leaning it's all right.
That's fine.
I don't love any of the Krispies, but okay.
All right, Cocoa Krispies we'll put in it's all right.
Okay. Yeah, it's all right.
Cocoa Pebbles.
Oh, this is frisky at least.
Okay. I'm having trouble differentiating Pebbles in the next one, but let's go frisky with Cocoa Pebbles.
Well, you know Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
This is the cocoa cousin.
Yeah. The next one. They're entirely different.
They're very different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Skip ahead.
Well, I'm just
Can
saying.
We focus on the one that we're talking about.
I'm trying to remember which is which.
Cocoa Pebbles are Pebbles. The other one. Go ahead, Bill. What are the other ones?
Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs are Puffs.
So those are better than the Pebbles.
Puffs are kind of crunchy. I guess they're both crunchy.
I prefer a Puff to a Pebble.
The Pebbles, though, like you got to get in there early. If you let them sit in the milk too long,
Keep. I've seen you eat.
I don't have to worry about it. Me personally, I don't have to worry about it.
The milk's still ice cold.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. The milk doesn't even turn any kind of color. It doesn't turn a shade of brown. It's just like good to go.
All right, Puffs over Pebbles, right?
Puffs over Pebbles.
But are they on the same tier?
I think they might both be frisky.
Yeah, this is why when I was confused earlier, I'm like, they sound the same to me. We put them on the same tier.
That's three straight Cocos, though, but we're going Cocoa Pebbles and Puffs above Krispies.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's right.
I think we nailed it. Yeah, I think that's perfect.
Yeah, we don't just throw these tiers together.
No. There's a lot of thought that goes into these. Yeah.
I think that's right.
Okay.
All right, Cookie Crisp.
I think it's trash.
So Cookie Crisp is insane. I was never allowed to get Cookie Crisp in our house. We had every other sugary cereal,
I genuinely think I've never even had it in my
life.
It's
a bowl of cookies.
Yeah.
Which we all love.
It's
cookies.
A bowl of bad Famous Amos's.
Thank you. It's not even garbage. Good cookies.
So Nick's throwing it in the trash.
I think so too.
Trash?
It's one of those things that's
trash. I don't think I've ever had it.
It's not good enough tasting to be as bad for you as it is.
Okay.
Like, there's that line there
I'll
where you're like, I'll eat bad stuff. Trust me.
I've made it.
It's like eating a dehydrated cookie.
I've made it 41 years without eating it. I don't need to eat it. Let's put it in the trash.
It's a terrible, like, stale cookie.
Great.
But all it is a box of cookies.
Trash. See ya.
They're like, it's a part of your complete balanced breakfast. Assuming you drink orange juice, have 3 eggs and a pancake.
And a slice of toast.
Now, if we're ranking a marketing campaign, good marketing campaign. That's not what we're doing.
Genius.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Cornflakes.
Trash.
I think it's trash.
Oh, you it's just so
we Joe like, just likes
we like Cheerios.
True. More, you guys like Cheerios.
I like
so
Cheerios.
Maybe
I like cornflakes.
There's
cornflakes?
More flakes coming up. I think cornflakes is at least frisky.
Oh my God. Let's meet in the middle then. It's all right on cornflakes. I think it's trash. You would never out of all the cereals, you would not go and buy cornflakes.
Well, the Jones household buys cornflakes from time to time. Yeah. Okay. So you want to go it's all right?
I want to go trash, but I'll meet you in the middle.
All right, well, me and Billy will upvote it to give me that if you want.
All right.
Okay.
Corn pops. Well, pops.
Got to have my pop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Psst. Trash.
Yeah.
I think it's trash.
Pops aren't good. Pops are also in the variety pack a lot that you're like, you skip over to the end.
I don't want them.
Do Pops still come in like the gray, the tinfoil bag almost?
Oh, I don't know.
They're like the one cereal that have like a tin bag.
That's a bad sign. I feel like that's a bad sign. You throw that in the trash just based on that, I think.
Trash, Pops.
Could survive a nuclear war.
Yeah.
Count Chocula.
Jones probably hasn't heard of this
either. It's not the goat, but it's at least give me that. Count Chocula is good.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
How do you know?
So you've never seen Pooh Bear, but you've seen Count. They're next to each other in the aisle.
Always.
Okay, well, I don't know.
They're like brothers.
I mean, it's been 30 years since I've had Count Chocula, so maybe I just forgot Pooh Bear. I'm sorry, but I remember Count Chocula.
Pooh Bear's right there.
Yeah, give me that.
All right, I want Count Chocula. Give me that.
Give me that.
Good.
501.
Never had it, but sounds like trash.
Yeah, it sounds like trash.
That one sounds like it tastes like the box it came in.
Correct.
Yeah.
Fiber, you can't differentiate between the two?
Fiber 1 is not what I want.
Like, just eat it right out of the box, then eat the box when you're done. It's all the same crap. Yeah,
let's trash that.
Yeah. Frankenberry.
Here we go, Jones. This is the big three.
So I remember Frankenberry as well.
Scary cereals.
I don't want this.
Frankenberry.
But I'm not sure I've ever had it.
I'd probably put it with Boo Berry. It's probably all right. It's all right.
Okay.
It's
let's put right. it there. That's all. I'll defer to you on
it's
that.
All right.
All right. Frankenberry and Boo Berry, same. Okay.
French Toast Crunch.
So I don't want to put it in goat. I've had it. I've had French Toast Crunch.
You want to give me that?
I think it is a give me that.
Give me that.
It's good, but let's not put it on
give me that.
Here.
Okay, that works.
Fruit Loops.
Great mascot. I don't love the cereal.
Oh, I like Fruit Loops.
I think it's a frisky one.
Frisky.
Okay.
Oh, I'll meet you frisky. Yeah, let's do that. I was gonna argue higher. You were gonna say it's all right. Let's go to frisky.
Frisky is good for Fruit Loops. Toucan Sam's the man.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't love his product.
Yeah, follow your nose.
Frosted Flakes.
So. Is it goat or is it give me that?
It's give me that.
Okay.
Give
me that.
I was maybe about to argue a half step lower. So let's go give me that. Yeah.
I would like, I think a lot of people might consider it goat.
What is on goat right now?
Just Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
We may actually be nailing this, but okay.
Yeah, I think the tier looks good. It always ends well. But
Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
Let's go give me that.
Yeah,
it, could be high on give me that.
Sure.
Well, let's go give me
that.
That's
not how we do it, but okay. Sure.
Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles are good. Now remember, we have Cocoa Pebbles at Frisky.
Yeah, so it's all
Pebbles.
Right. Tops.
Oh, you like Cocoa Pebbles better than Fruity Pebbles?
I think so.
No. Fruity Pebbles better.
They both leave that lotty taste in your mouth.
Ah, good point.
Like a filmy lot.
Yeah, I just ate a candle.
But they are delicious, right?
Why'd I eat a candle? I didn't want a candle. I think I'd put it at least with Cocoa Pebbles then. Maybe Frisky.
I say it's all right, Billy.
Billy, break
where
the
time. Where are we? It's Frisky.
Okay. All right. Frisky, fine.
Thank you.
Golden Crisp.
Golden Crisp. Golden Crisp is the one that has the bear on it, so he's another solid mascot, but I never really remember eating or enjoying Golden Crisp.
Does it still exist?
God, I don't know.
Let's trash it.
Trash?
Trash.
I think it's trash.
Yeah.
Golden Grahams.
I'd say the same.
Also trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything golden, don't
just
need it.
I'll just have a graham cracker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's trash.
Well, Honey Bunches of Oats.
Trash is filling up.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
These are all honey.
We need a second barrel.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Honeycombs.
Oh my God. Honeycombs?
Well, I know you like at least one of these honey ones because you're already making a case like you were Kevin Garnett earlier.
I was good.
But, okay. Honeycombs?
That probably trash also.
Trash.
Yeah, you guys, all the honey can live in the trash.
Trash. Seriously.
Honey Nut Cheerios?
All right. No.
Bingo!
No, these are worse. No! These
Honey
are worse.
Cheerios are way better than regular Cheerios.
No, they're worse than regular Cheerios.
Oh, my God. What?
Yes.
That's nuts.
They're worse. I don't even like them.
You like a sugar-free candy?
He eats the box. He doesn't eat
Seriously,
cereal.
Seriously, that is
box.
Outrageous.
Is. Cheerios has been like a number one cereal for eons.
Honey Nut Cheerios is better. They knew they had to make it better. So, Billy, where do you put Honey Nut Cheerios?
Frisky, I put them at best.
Ooh,
no, well, don't speak for him.
What's the second
tip? Give me that.
Yeah, I'm gonna give me that.
I'm gonna give me that.
I'm a Frisky, but I've been
elbowed. Give me that. It is. Hell yeah. It's gotta be at least with Cheerios.
I mean, honestly, I'd put it even low. I'd put it with all the other. We hate all the honey cereals.
No,
and this is a give me that. That makes no sense.
Like Grahams,
that makes no sense.
Oats or combs, but I like Cheerios. I just wish they had sugar on them. Okay, sure. That's all.
Got it.
Honey Smacks.
You should want frosted Cheerios is what you should want, not honey nut. You should want frosted.
You could do
Cheerios.
A tier of just Cheerios for
yeah.
this.
Yeah,
you actually could. Want a frosted Cheerios. Remember when they did the Olympics ones and they had the three different ones? They had the regular, they had like the gold, silver, and bronze
sure.
in there.
Yep. I'm sorry. What was the question?
Honey Smacks.
All right.
Is that the one with the frog? Yeah.
Dig 'em the frog.
Dig 'em.
Let's get
it's all right.
Just for the I'm bumping this one up for the mascot.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go. It's all right. I remember him. Yeah.
Kicks.
I like kicks.
You like kicks?
Crunchy little cone balls.
Yeah.
Frisky?
No flavors.
Give me that.
No colors.
Give me that.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going Frisky. Jones going give me that.
Billy?
Bill, break the tie on kicks.
Give me that.
Ugh. Give me that.
Nice.
You guys have a weird...
Nice.
All right.
Life.
Trash.
Life cereal?
What are we doing? Like cinnamon life?
Well, that's what I was going to say. What is regular life's actual flavor?
Because
I think I...
A bland.
Yeah, I might be thinking cinnamon. Cinnamon life is good.
I don't think that's on
bland. It's on Jones' top tier.
Regular life might be kicked down a few. What were you thinking?
I was thinking either trash or it's all right.
Trash?
Yeah,
trash.
Fine.
I think it's trash.
Trash, yeah, I agree.
Lucky Charms.
All right, this might belong with the goats.
Woo! I would put it in...
Might belong with the goats. Now, I don't...
It's like either the best give me that or the worst goat.
I don't love marshmallow typically, but these are like...
Yeah, that's odd.
These are like firm little marshmallows. They're not...
Oh, they're little bricks.
Yeah, but I think... I don't know what it is. These are like a nice, like... It's like a crunch. It's
and
not even a marshmallow. And
there's always like a big controversy. Yeah. They're like, hey, we added hearts. Oh, we took the hearts out.
Yeah.
Oh, we added like a saxophone.
Yeah,
I guess.
I am being contradictory. I don't like marshmallow often, but these marshmallows are like... They're like little rocks. They're not even marshmallows.
Oh, it's really garbage cereal, but everybody loves it. They love the Lucky Charms.
So where we decide? Goat?
I would think maybe goat. Bill, you like Lucky Charms?
Goat it.
Okay, goat. Yeah, goat's
goat
fine.
That.
Goat's fine.
Frosted Mini Wheats.
I like Frosted
goat.
Mini Wheats.
Oh, I love Frosted Mini Wheats.
Okay, I was going to say, give me that. You want to put them up there?
I love Frosted Mini Wheats.
Do it.
I think they're excellent.
Goat those.
Yeah, okay, good.
Oreo O's.
I mean,
one I've ever had. It sounds like it's a Cookie Crisp, though, right?
But it's better than Cookie Crisp.
Okay.
But I don't think by much. So I would probably go, it's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I would go with that.
So yeah, it's all right.
Thanks, Rossi.
Raisin Bran.
I don't like raisins, so Raisin Bran to me, I'd put in the trash.
Trash. This is the two scoops one, right?
If I just
like,
got,
not gonna make it any better.
Trash.
If I just got like a bran, I'd eat just a bran flake with take the raisins out.
You do eat just the bran flake,
but I'm saying I would do that. Yeah, yeah. Over the raisins. The raisins ruin that.
You eat corn flakes. You love corn flakes.
Are corn flakes bran? They're corn.
Oh no, they're not.
Yeah, they're corn. They're not bran.
Maybe Fiber One is what you're looking for.
Reese's Puffs.
Goat. Reese's Puffs. I don't think I've had these. They sound like they're goat.
It's amazing.
They sound pretty good.
No, like it's, these
goat
are,
them?
These are hard to beat.
Yeah, okay.
Reese's Puffs are pretty amazing.
Let's go!
Yeah, all right. Goat's getting crowded all of a sudden, but let's
no,
put,
no.
I mean, look, it's Reese's. I can't.
The Four Horsemen.
I can't hate on that. Yeah. Okay.
Rice Krispies.
Frisky?
See, I like a Rice Krispie treat. I don't know if I really like a Rice Krispie that much. Although we had...
All right, well, I voted. I said Frisky. Where'd you go?
So we had Cocoa Krispies in It's All Right. So I'd probably say it's also It's All Right.
Okay.
So Bill, break the tie.
I'll deal with it.
I'll be bullied. I don't feel strongly about Rice Krispies. I think we're being a little harsh, but I don't feel strongly about it.
Special K.
Special K. This sounds. Is this kind of like cornflakes?
I think it. Yeah. Is it a brand or is it a corn? I'm not even sure what it is.
I don't know.
I feel like Cindy Crawford used to market these.
Did
which
she?
That knocked them up a few notches.
Good product. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all right, I guess.
Trash. I don't know.
Trash.
Let's see. Did she actually market? It looks like she did market Special K. So
it's
at least
all
right.
It's
all right. Nice.
It's all right.
Do you come with the cereal?
She's like, okay.
Tricks.
I've heard it. Tricks.
Oh, do we need a new tier for this? Just for kids?
Just for kids.
Just Tricks. For kids.
Just for kids. I got the bunny rabbit. It was good.
I'd put it tops. It's all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe
Frisky, but no, you're probably right.
And Wheaties.
Wheaties.
I don't like Wheaties.
Wheaties cover.
Yeah, well, I like the box.
The box is cool.
We're talking marketing, then
it
we should put Cap'n Crunch a lot
so
higher.
So maybe we'll put Wheaties trash or it's all right.
It's all right?
Yeah.
We're a sports show.
We're
an athletic sporty show. Let's knock them up.
All right, let's take a look at it.
Yeah, okay.
We can adjust.
Because I've lost track in my head. That was a lot of cereals.
I got it. All right, we'll start with the GOAT tier for cereals. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, Frosted Mini Wheats, Reese's Puffs.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I like that.
That's strong.
The Gimme That tier, Cheerios.
Nice.
Count Chocula, French Toast Crunch, Frosted Flakes, Honey Nut Cheerios, and Kix.
All right, we might have been a touch.
Kix is out of place.
We might have been a touch low on Frosted Flakes.
Yep.
No, I like those other ones. Those are good tier. Yeah. Right.
Frisky, Cocoa Pebbles, Cocoa Puffs, Fruit Loops, Fruity Pebbles.
That's a small
They're
tier.
Definitely Frisky, though.
Yeah, those are
definitely Frisky.
Small, but those are all the Frisky ones. Yeah.
So here we go.
Okay, now these are busy tiers down here.
It's all right. Apple Jacks, Boo Berry, Cocoa Krispies, Corn Flakes, Frankenberry, Honey Smacks, Oreo O's, Rice Krispies, Special K, Trix, and Wheaties.
Okay. Apple Jacks. I was right. We were way too low on Apple Jacks.
You want to move Apple Jacks up?
No. But I just want to plant my flag on that. Yeah.
Trash. Cap'n Crunch. Cap'n Crunch Berries. Cookie Crisp. Pops. Fiber One, Golden Crisp, Golden Grahams, Honey Bunches of Oats, Honeycomb, Life, and Raisin Bran. It's pretty good.
Let me tell you, I think the exercise is, there's a lot of bad cereals out there.
There is. There's more bad than good.
There's more bad. That's the real exercise here. Yeah. There's more bad than good cereals out there. Wow. Tom Brady all those years ago, really onto something, is what he was.
Yeah, all the good ones are horrible for you.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Oh, they're real. It's one of the worst things you can
This
have.
Might be the first time we needed a second garbage bag. Like, that was a lot of trash. We shoveled out a lot of trash.
Yep, good amount of trash.
Okay, oh, that's Tier Tuesday. I'm sure you guys will have opinions on it. At Jones and Keefe, those will be up shortly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.